Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Olea Shalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the Gemara following the Mishnah, Perik He Halacha Dalet. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Mem Amid Beis. Before we begin the Gemara, we wanted to complete the last Charedim on the Amid in the left hand column, Divya Maslo Rishoi, and this was going on the last halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had stated that if the Shliach Tzibur is the only Kayin, he should not duchen, as we explained, because he could get mixed up. He has to go from Birchas Kahanim back to lead the Tzibur with Sim Shalom, and therefore he may get confused, and therefore the halacha is Lo Yises Kapov. But the Mishnah concluded, the im haftachasai shehunai says kapov. But if he's confident in himself that he is able to be noisei kapov and v'chayzul etvilasa, he can go back to Sim Shalom without a problem, Rishoy, he is allowed to do so. Let us see the chredim inside. Kosav Hatur, the Tur writes, V'yakur raglav ma'at bavod. The halacha is that when we call up the Kohanim to duchim, when Ritzei comes, the Avoda, that's how we refer to Ritzei, then the Kohanim move themselves, and so too this Shliach Tzibur, even though he's standing in front of the Amid in Chazor Hashatz, he should move his feet a little bit, and then V'yomer Moidim, he should say Moidim Ad Ulechon Olahoidois, and then V'yala L'duchen, he should go up to Duchen, V'yivorech Birchas Kahanim, he should say the 3 psukim of Birchas Kahanim, V'yakri Loy Acher, and someone else should prompt him with Yivarechecha, and then Hashem, V'yishmerecha, saying each word of the 3 brachas before the Kohen himself says that word. And the Charedim adds, V'tzorech shehamakri yechaven liboy el hatfilah, the one who is prompting the Kohen, who is the Shliach Tzibur. So that makri from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei should have close kavana to the tefillah. Mishor sheyasko Shliach Tzibur Shemoneh Esrei. It seems that the makri is considered like a quasi Shliach Tzibur, and therefore, since he is being makri the Birchas Kahanim, instead of this job would normally be done by the Shliach Tzibur himself, but in this case he's a Kohen and he's doing the duchling, so somebody else has to do it. But since he is bimkoim the Shliach Tzibur, therefore he should have kavana from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, so to speak, as if he is the actual Shliach Tzibur, and then he is makri for the Kohen. The Chayzer Shliach Tzibur Messiah Shim Shalom. And then after the Birchas Kahanim, the original Shliach Tzibur to Kayin, he comes back and he ends off Sim Shalom. Kach Kosev Marie Karo. B'Shem Rashi, in the name of Rashi, in the Bavli Brachas Taflamed Dalet. Va'am Mordechai Kosev. Miu, notice the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, not that he's chayiv to do so if he's confident that he can not get mixed up, but it says Rishoy, he's permitted. Rishoy k'toni v'loy chayiv, explains the Charedim. V'hainu k'dekosav agoyis maimonis b'hilchas tefillah. As the agoyis maimonis writes in Hilchas Tefillah, the ein oiver be'asei, as we're going to see on Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph, that any kohen who doesn't go to Duchen is over in the assay of Kosev Orchus B'nei Yisrael. But you're not over that assay, Elikisha Oimrim Loyale, only when they tell him, go up. And here, apparently, they're not telling him to go up. Ukidalekamon B'Gemara, as we're going to find further in the Gemara. I didn't notice directly that the Gemara states that we call him to do so, unless at the end of Nun Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara goes into Im hoye kayin echad, oimer kayin, im hoye shnaim, oimer kahanim, oimer rab chizda, filu kayin echad, oimer kahanim, she'ena kayri ela l'shevet. So there, that's probably what the Charedim is referring to, that the Gemara there says that we're kayre to you to come up. So the Gemara doesn't befeirish say you're only over the assay when we tell you to go up. The Gemara does mention that we summon you to go up. We're koyre to you to come up. Now, why over here aren't we telling him to go up? Maybe we are. So it would seem, perhaps, we could say, that when there's only one Kohen, you don't say Kohanim. But that itself is the Gemara at the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Aleph, where the Yerushalmi holds, you definitely call him up to Duchen. The Shail is, do you say Kohen, if there's only one Kohen available, or do you say Kohanim? Because Rav Chisda says at the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Aleph that you say Kohanim even by Echad, because you're not referring to that one Kohen, you're referring to the Shevet. As the Pnei Moshe there says, Kohanim Am Kedoshecha. And as you say, you're speaking to the group of Kohanim, to the Shevet from which the Kohanim come, even though in your shul there's only one Kohen. So to say over here, when the Haredim says that you're only over us say if we call you up, and here apparently they didn't call him up, you're going to say that the reason is because he's only one Kohen, and by one Kohen we don't call up. But the Yerushalmi, in fact, holds that you do call up. The Shail is, do you say Kohen, or do you say Kohanim, referring to the Shevet of Kohanim? But you do call him in some way. You do summon him up to do the Avodah. So it's only the Bavli that holds that if there's one Kohen, you don't call up. But perhaps there's a very simple reason here why we're not calling him up. Because the basic halacha is im ein shom kohen elohu lo yises kapov. If he's the only kohen, then he shouldn't duchen at all because might get mixed up. So as far as the tzibur is concerned, we're not going to ask you to go up to duchen because the normal halacha is you don't duchen if you're the kohen who's the shliach tzibur. You yourself know that you're capable of doing it. So the halacha is, we're not going to tell you. We don't know if you're capable. You feel you are. So Rishoy, you're allowed to go up. That's what the Mordechai says. That it doesn't say chayiv, it says Rishoy. And you're not chayiv because the tzibur is never going to impose this on you because maybe you're nervous and you're going to get mixed up. So we're not going to tell you to go up. And therefore, the Haredim concludes, you're only over an assay when they tell you to go up. And even though the Yerushalmi holds up by one Kohen, we say Kohen, we summon him, or Kohanim, the way we summon him. But that's only in a normal situation. In this situation where the Kohen is the Shliach Tzibur, there we're not going to call you up. We're not going to call you up. You're not Chayiv to go up. If you're not Chayiv to go up, you're not over an assay if you don't go up. And therefore, the Mishnah concluded with the word Rishoy. If you know you can do it, you're allowed to go up. There's no chiyav. You're not over basay if you won't go up because you're only over if they summon you. And in this case, the tzibur will not summon you, even according to Rishalmi, that we do summon a yochid, but not in this case where he may get confused. We should point out before we begin the Gemara that although we weren't sure where it says Beferish and Yerushalmi, that which the Haredim said, Ein Oiver Basei Elekisha Oimrim Loi Alei, however, the Targum Yoinison on the Pasuk of Koy Sivorchu, Espenei Yisrael, Emor Lohem, says the Targum Yoinison, Emor Lohem, Kad Tamrun Lohoin. In other words, when should you the Kohanim bench do the Birchas Kohanim for the Bnei Yisrael? That's when Emor Lohem, when Katamrun Lohoin, when Bnei Yisrael commands you, when they summon you, come and bench us, then you have a mitzvah saseh of Koy Sivorchu. So Einechanami, the Targum Yoinison, we see clearly that the only time there is an assay of Koy Sivorchu is when there is an Emor Lohem. If there's no Emor Lohem, then there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah saseh of Koy Sivorchu as well. And now we are ready to begin the next Gemara. Begins the Gemara. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Hapoyres Eshma, someone who split Shema in half. What does this mean? It's referring to where 10 people davened b'yichidus, and then they saw that they have a minyan and they got together. So they are allowed now, although they've already davened, they're allowed as a minyan to say Borchu and Kaddish and half of Shema, meaning one of the two brachas preceding Kriya Shema. They say the bracha together, betzibur, of Yotzer Oyer, and then they can say Kaddish, 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 because they're saying it together as a tzibur. That is the meaning of Haparis HaShema. And we're going to learn a series of halachas here, And these halachas pertain to answering amen after saying brachas. And we learned the halacha, oiv l'fnei ha-teva lo yane achra kayanim amen m'fnei ha-tirif. If he is the shliach tzibur and the kahanim are duchening, and they say v'rech Hashem v'shmerech, and the tzibur answers amen, but since he has to prompt, part of the amor lohem, as we're going to learn, is not only that the klal, the tzibur, the Yisrael, summons the koyin to duchen, but the Yisrael prompts the koyin at each step. So since he's going to have to, after Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerech, he has to go on to the next bracha, Yor Hashem pan v'lech, he has to begin Yor. If he's going to have to answer amen on v'yishmerech and start Yor, he may get confused, and therefore the halacha was that he does not answer amen. So because of that halacha of not answering amen after the each bracha of the Birchus Kahanim, we go into whether a person can answer amen on his own bracha. So the Bryce states, ha'poyris ha'shma v'oiv l'fnei ha'teva, or he goes in front of the tzibur to daven. V'anoy says kapov, this is our halach of Birchus Kahanim. Can the koyin answer amen to his own bracha? V'ha'koyre ba'toyra, somebody's reading in the Torah. V'ha'mafter b'navi, the one who is saying mafter in the Navi. V'ha'mevorech alachs mikol mitzvah samuris b'toyra, someone who's making a bracha on any one of the mitzvahs written in the Torah. Lo yana acher atzmai amen, he should not answer amen after his own bracha. V'im ana, and if he answered hareze bur, then he is a bur. Is tanoi, there were some tanoim tani hareze bur that learnt hareze bur as we saw it in the brisa. But v'is tanoi, there were some tanoim tani hareze chacham, that in fact he's a chacham. So it seems to be a contradiction. Amar of Chizda, man demar hareze chacham, the one who said he's a chacham is speaking about ba'ina b'soif. If there's a series of brachas and he wants to show that he has now ended that entire series of brachas, he can say amen at the end of that series. And then he's a chacham. Man demar, the one who says, like it's as if saying man de omar, hare zebur, that's bo'in al kol bracha bracha. If he makes an amen on each and every bracha, that is a bur. The Bavli only brings this halacha of saying amen after a series of brachas by benching, bo'inei barachim of Yerushalayim, and the person can say amen. So some Rishonim say that the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi, that at the end of any series of brachas, you can answer amen, and you're a chacham if you do so. Even though the Bavli only mentioned Bein Yerushalayim, that's because there it's a special ending to separate between the first three brachas of benching, which are Deraisa, and Atov Vametiv, which was Nesaken and Yavne, which is only Derabbanan. However, the Bavli agrees to Yerushalmi that you could say amen not only by Bein Yerushalayim, you could say it at the end of any series of brachas. However, other Rishonim are of the opinion that the Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi, and the Bavli holds the only place you could say amen after your own bracha is at the end of the three brachas of the Raisa in benching before you say Atayva Vameta, which is only Drabbana. It is only there that one who answers amen is a chacham. If you answer amen after your own bracha, even though it's at the end of a series of brachas, you are a boor, even if you're answering it at the end. And certainly if you answer it after each and every bracha. Minig of the Svardim is that they do say amen after a series of brachas. For example, at the end of Psukah de Zimra, Shmoneh Esrei, Hallel, Kriyishma at night. However, the Ashkenazim are noyeg, like those Rishonim who say that the Bavli is mechulik with Yerushalmi, and that the only place you say amen after your own bracha is Boinei Barachim Yerushalayim Amen, to separate between the brachas of benching, which are the Raisa, and Atov Ametiv, which is Midrabbanan. We now turn to the top of Daf Nun Tes Amid Al. Begins the Gemara. Amar B'chanina, the Gemara now is going to speak about the covet that we have to give to Kohanim. Shnaim Yisrael Ve'echad Kohen. There are two Yisraelim and one Kohen walking together. And the Chredim brings down the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, that if you had Shloisha Shemahalchim Bederech, three people were walking on the way. Harav Be'emtza, the Rav is in the middle. That's a covet to have the most important person in the middle. Godel mi minoi, the greater of the students is on his right side, v'kot mismoili, and the smaller of the students is on his left side. So here, where we have two Yisraelim and one Kohen, the Kohen is like the Rav, he is more choshev, and memela, the din is, mematzin es ha-Kohen, we put the Kohen in the middle. Says the Gemara, Amosai, when is that bisman shekul and shoven, when they're all equal. Avalim hoyech, mem tamet chochem, but with one of the three was a Talmud Chacham. In other words, one of the two Yisraelim was a Talmud Chacham. Mematzin es haChaver, then the Chaver, referring to the Talmud Chacham, he is put in the middle. The Mishnah in Horius tells us that Mamzer Talmud Chacham is Koidim L'Kohen Gadol Amoritz, that as great as it is to be a Kohen Gadol, but a Talmud Chacham, even if he happens to be a Mamzer, but because of his Chashivas and Torah, he trumps a Kohen Gadol, and Mimela, in that case, he would be put in the middle, and that's what the Gemara said over here, that if Echad Mem Talmud Chacham, then we don't put the Kohen in the middle, but Mematzin as a Chaver, we put the Talmud Chacham in the middle. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who was a Levi, stated, Miyomai, all my days, lo barachti lifnei Kohen, I never benched in front of a Kohen. When it came to benching, the Kohen always benched before me. And v'lohi nachti Yisrael levarach lefanav, and I did not allow a Yisrael to bench in front of me. So let's take the first thing. I never benched in front of a Kohen. So the Mefarshim explained that that's only if the Kohen was a Talmud Chacham. He may not have been as great as Rabbi Shua ben Levi, but if he would have been an Amoritz, then Chazal tell us that if a Talmud Chacham allows an Amoritz to precede him in benching, he's Chayv Misa. The Talmud Chacham has no right to allow the Amoritz to bench in the presence of a Talmud Chacham. So it must be speaking about that the Kohen was learned. He may not have been as great as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and perhaps Al Pidin Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi could have demanded that he bench because he's the greatest Talmud Chacham there. But on that, he did the Hidur of allowing the Kohen to bench, but at least the Kohen was in himself a Talmud Chacham. But if the Kohen would have been an Amoritz, it would have been usher for Rabbi Shua ben Levi to allow. On the other hand, Rabbi Shua ben Levi did not allow Yisrael to bench in front of him, and the Mishnah Berurah speaks out here that there is just, we of course allow a Kohen to bench, but there is a Hidur, as we see from this statement by Rabbi Shua ben Levi, to allow a Levi to bench in front of Yisrael. If they are equal in learning, then there's a hitter to allow the Levi to bench in front of the Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, Rav Yudah ben Pazi, b'shem Rabbi Elazar, kol kohen shu'ayim v'beis ha-knesses, v'ein ha-noises kapov o'iver basei, any kohen who's standing in the shul, and he's not noises kapov. And although the Gemara doesn't say it beferish, but we've learned before that when they are koirate to him, they summon him, koihanim, they summon the koihanim to go up to Duchan, and he's there, and he hears them summoning, and he doesn't go up, he's over in an assay. Which assay? The assay of koisavarchus b'nei Yisrael, that the koihanim have a chiyuv to say the birchus koihanim to bench klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yudah ben Pazi, Karavi Toshish, when Rabbi Yudah ben Pazi was very weak and he wasn't able to hold up his hands during Birchus Kahanim, Havi Chazik Reshe, so he used to bandage his head so people would see he's not well. If anybody would see him, they would understand he's not well, even though they knew he's a Kohen, and he's being called up to Duchen, and he's not going. V'koyim le'achayra Amorida, he would also put himself behind a pillar, so that he was in like another rishus, he wasn't together with everyone else, and even if somebody would see him, they would see someone who's sick, and this way he worked that he should not transgress kaisavarchu, that he should not be over in an assay. He's in a different rishus, and even I guess al tzmara sa'ayin, that people would be choshed him, they see he's sick, so nobody would suspect him of not going up to Duchen. However, Rabbi Elazar, in the same similar situation, was not somech on being behind the pillar. He did not feel that's in a different rishus, if after all you're in this same shul. Nafik lelebro, he would go outside at different shus. He didn't hear when the Kohanim were summoned Kayhanim to come up to Duchen, and therefore he was not Oyver Basay. Rav Acha and Rav Tanchuma Ber Chia B'shem Rav Simloi said the following statement, Ir Shekula Kohanim, a city that's full of Kohanim, Noisnes Kapeim, so all the Kohanim Duchen, Salamihen Mevorchim, Kais Mevorchim B'nei Yisrael, Amor Lahem, where's the B'nei Yisrael? There's no one here in Shul except Kohanim. The answer is, they are being Mevorch, L'Acheim Shebet Sofim, those brothers, the workers, who couldn't come to Shul, they're Anusim. They're not able to participate in Birchus Kohanim because they're working in the field. Those in the north, Lachem Shebedorim, the brothers in the south, Lachem Shebemizrach, the brothers in the east, Lachem Shebemarv, the brothers in the west. Umi, Oyin Achreim, Amen, asked the Gemara, who's going to answer Amen after the Birchus Kohanim? The answer is, Hanashim Vataf, the women and the children who are in Shul, they will answer Amen. Tani Abayi Ben Yamin learned Oyim Dim Lachayra Kohanim. Those people who are standing behind the Kohanim, Ainam Bchal Bracha, they do not get the bracha. So the Gemara in Saitan Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis asks that this Lachayra is soser. It contradicts what we just learned before from all these Amaroyim in the name of Rab Simloi that Ir Shekula Kohanim Noisim Es Kapeim. And to who are they mevorach? To the brothers in the north, in the south, in the east, and the west. So obviously they are being mevorach to people that are behind them. And yet that was fine. And here we say that they're not bechlal de bracha. The Gemara answers that over there it's being about the workers who are anusim. They couldn't be in shul. So then the bracha goes on those workers, even if they're behind the kohanim. However, the ones who are in shul, as the Pnei Moshe in the left-hand column, Divrei Maskil Einim Bechlal Bracha states, the Hani Loyan Nisi, these are not forced not to be in shul because of their work schedule. And yet, they are giving the impression that this bracha is not important in their eyes. You're supposed to speak to the Kohanim face to face. The Kohanim is supposed to speak to you. You're supposed to bench The Kohanim is supposed to bench Klal Yisrael face to face. And Mor Lahem, speak to them. Even though we've been using their Mor Lahem that the Yisraelim summon and prompt the Kohanim in Birchus Kohanim, they summon them to say the Birchus Kohanim, they prompt them in the Birchus Kohanim by saying it word for word, preceding the Kohanim. So here the Mor Lahem means the Yisrael says to the Kohanim. But apparently here the Pnei Moshe is saying the Pashup Shot is Kais Uvarchas B'nei Yisrael, and more, you Kohanim should say to them, how do you speak to someone? You speak to someone face to face, Panim al Panim. These people who are standing behind the Kohanim, the Bracha is not Choshev in their eyes that they should pick themselves up and go in front of the Kohanim to get benched. And therefore, in that situation, Abaye Rabbi Yamin stated, Einam Bechlal Bracha, they are not included in the Bracha. However, Ha'im Dim Lefnei HaKohanim, those who are standing in front of the Kohanim, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Va, Afilu Chayim Shel Barzel, even if in between the Kohanim and there is a wall of iron, of steel, HaBracha Mafsakta, the Bracha of the Kohanim pierces through the wall. And it is mevorech those people who took the trouble to stand directly in front of the Kohanim. Ask the Gemara, I'm the Minat Stadim. What about those who are on the side? Are they considered like the people in the back, or are they considered like the people in the front? Will the bracha be chal on them, or will it not be chal? So the Gemara says, Nashmina Minado. Let us learn this out from the following Mishnah, which we find in Masechta Para, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. Nischavin l'hazaz lefonav, let us say, if a keli becomes tamei, because it was contaminated by a mace, so the process of becoming tor requires that the mechatas of the poraduma is sprinkled on the kelim. And there's a condition here for the sprinkling to work that the person who is sprinkling it has kavana that his water that he's sprinkling should go on these kalim and be matar these kalim. So what happens if this chavon lahazel lefanav? He wanted to sprinkle the water in front of him, but instead vehizla achrov, he sprinkled it behind him. Or lachrov, he wanted to sprinkle it, he had intention to sprinkle it behind him. Vehizla fanav, and he sprinkled it in front of him. Kaziyase psula, this sprinkling is pasul because you have to have kavana, and here he didn't have kavana for where the water landed. But what happens if he wanted to sprinkle lefanav? V'hiz alat stadin, and he sprinkled it on the side. Shelefanav haziyasik sheira. So those that are on an angle, einachanami, they're on the side. But it's not a side behind him, but it's a side in front of him. In other words, it's on a diagonal in front of him, even though it's on the side. As Yosik Shever, the sprinkling is kosher. Hada Amra, this teaches us that in our shaila of Birchas Kohanim, if you have people on the side, are they included in the bracha? Afoim demenatstadim b'chlal bracha, and even those who are standing diagonally on the side, they will be included in the bracha. That's what we see from the Mishnah in Para. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, v'tzarech sheyehei hachazan Yisrael, the one who is koyre, who summons the kohanim to duchen, has to be a Yisrael. Rab Nachman bar Yaakov Amar, we mentioned this machloikas before, im hoya koyin echad, if there's only one koyin, so what does the Yisrael who's summoning them say? Oimer koyin, then he says, instead of kahanim, he says koyin, there's only one koyin. Im hoya shnayim, but if there was two or more kahanim, then oimer kahanim. Then he summons them by saying kahanim. Amar Rab Chisda, afilu koyin echad, even if there's only one koyin, oimer kahanim, when he summons them, he says kahanim. When he says kohanim, he doesn't mean the kohanim who are in shul, because in shul there's only one kohen. He means, as the Pnei Moshe says in the last line, kohanim am kedai shecha ula oilam shach lomer kohanim. You can always say kohanim because you're referring to the shevet of kohanim in general, as it says, kohanim am kedai shecha. That's the kohanim you are referring to. So this is the sheet of the Yerushalmi that you either say kohen if there's one kohen or kohanim. And we mentioned before that the Bavli sheet is that there is only one kohen, then he goes up by himself and he is not summoned to Duchen. In the last Charedim, two lines from the bottom, he brings the Gemara in sight of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Sover, the Imloy Hayu Shnayim Enkarin Klal, that if there's not two, as we just mentioned, you do not summon them at all. Elohu Oilam Yatzme, he goes up by himself. Dichsiv, Emor Lahem, it says in the plural, that when you, Yisrael, summon the Kohanim, Lishnayim v'loy lachat, say to them, to the two, and not to one. Mikol makom acher kach makre afilu liyachid. When it comes to prompting, when it comes to saying the shat says yivarecha, the koyin answers yivarecha. The shat says Hashem, koyin answers Hashem. The shat says yivishmerecha, and the koyin answers yivishmerecha, and so on through the three brachas. That prompting, which we call makre, the summoning is kore. The prompting is makre. Makre afil liyachid. That, although, according to the Bavli, you don't summon them at all. When it's only a yachid, you don't summon that person at all. But the prompting, you do afil liyachid. Da'af alpi shemi milas emor. How do we know you summon? You learn it from Emor. How do you know you prompt? You learn it from Emor. Yafin and Likreis Ula Hakreis. We learn out both dinim. So if, according to the Bavli, you're telling me there's no summoning, he goes up by himself, so maybe there's no prompting either by one person, by one Kayan. Kach Kabolas Chachomim Dele'echad Makre Ve'ena Kari. That's the Kabbalah the Chachomim had, that to one person, to one koyin, you prompt, but ve'ena kairei, you do not summon him. Mm-hmm. So it comes out concerning summoning a one koyin, we have three shitas. We have either that you say nothing, like the Bavli, or according to Rab Nachman bar Yaakov in our sugya, you say koyhein, but not kohanim, or according to Rab Chisda, you say even Kayanim, because you're referring to Kayanim Am Kedosh Echa. Now, we should just point out, how do we know that the Kayre and the Makre both, if possible, should be Yisrael? Tzor Sheyeh Echazen Yisrael, said Reb Chisda. So that, again, we learn from Emor Lohem. You should say to them, to the Kohanim. So it seems that you are saying to someone who's different than you, you're saying to them, they are Kohanim, what are you? You're either a Levi or you're a Yisrael. That's where Reb Chisda derived that Tzor Sheyeh Chazen Yisrael. As we turn now to Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis and the new Mishnah Halacha Hey. Begins the Mishnah, HaMispal V'toh, a person who was davening and he made a mistake, Simen Ra'aloi, it's a bad sign for him. V'im Shliach Tziburhu, and if he is leading the congregation and he makes a mistake, Simen Ra'aloi Sholchav, it's a bad sign for those who sent him. Sheshluchoi Shal Adam K'moisoi, because someone who is your agent, someone who you sent as a messenger to do this for you, he is in your place. He is like you. So if his mistake, it's as if you made a mistake. They said concerning Reb Chanina ben Daisa, the great tzaddik, he used to daven for sick people. The Omer, and after his davening, he would say, Zechai, this sick person that I daven for will live. However, unfortunately, Vizemes, and this one is going to die, Omruloi. So they said to him, Minayin atoyedeya, how do you know which one will live and which one will die? Omar lahem, he responded, Im shigurat philosophy fi, if I don't make any mistake and my tefillah is fluent in my mouth, then yedeya nishu makubal, I know that it was accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'im lav, however, if I'm not fluent, if I make mistakes, Dehani Shehu Meturav. I know that it is Meturav. The Pnei Moshe brings two pshatim in Shehu Meturav. Either Shehu, he is Meturav, is going on the Chola, Hacholahu Meturav. Kamoi, as we find concerning Yosef, Ach Toraif Toraif. He was grabbed away, he was doomed. So this Chola is doomed for death. Inami or lush and tarfenloit philosophy funov, that we grab away his tefillah right in front of him. Kloimer hat tefillah she ispalu a love miturefesi ve'enamakubalis. The tefillah they daven for this chola is grabbed away and it is not accepted by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Begins the Gemara. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar ubulvad ba'avoyis. When are we speaking about a mistake that's only in Avos, in other words, only in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, where it's crucial, did he make a mistake or not? But if he made a mistake in the other parts of Shemoneh Esrei, in the other brachas, then it would not be a sign, a bad omen. Why is Avos, the first bracha, so critical? So the Charedim says, if right in the first bracha Hashem already causes that you mumble your words, you make a mistake, it's not fluent, Hashem is showing you right off, there's nothing to talk about. This person is going to die, your tefillah is not accepted. The Pnei Moshe adds another point, Divrei Amasal Bavad Ba'avay, Shebracha Zu Rishoynihi, which the Charedim said, Bavitzarech L'chaven Ba. The first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei has special halachas. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik goes into it, that there's a halacha of Oymed Lefnei Raboy. A person has to know that he's standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He has to have Pirush HaMilos. The first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, a person has to have extra special kavana. And therefore, in this crucial bracha, where he's supposed to have so much kavana, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, if there he makes a mistake, that's a bad omen for the entire tefillah. Ma'aseh b'Rabban Gamliel, a story the Gemara relates concerning Rabban Gamliel. Shechola b'noi, the son of Rabban Gamliel, was sick. V'sholach shnei tamidei chachamim eitzel Rabban Chanina ben Daisa. Be'iroi. So Rabban Gamliel sent two tamidei chachamim to Rabban Chanina in his city. Omar Loin, he told the two Tamidei Chachamim when he was asked about the son of Rabban Gamliel, Hemtinuli, wait ad she'ela lalia, until I go up to the upper floor. Apparently he was going to daven there. V'olololaliyah. He went up to the Aliyah and he came down. Amr lahen, he said to them, Batuach ani, I am confident, sheni nuach b'noi shorom gamliel mecholyov, that the son of Rabbi Gamliel has been relieved from his illness, from his sickness. V'simu, and they determined, and in the Bavli the Lashon is, Yashru, V'kasru, V'chivnu, Aishashah. They wrote down precisely the hour and the minute when Chanina ben Daisa had told them the news that this son of Rabbi Gamliel, who apparently was deathly ill, would survive. And they found out later, they determined, B'Aishashah Tava Mazayin, his fever broke, and he became hungry, and he wanted to eat something. And it was precisely at the time when Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa told him that he will survive this very terrible illness. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Im kivanta es lipcha betfil, if you had the proper kavana in your heart during davening, Tehei mevusar, you will be informed, Shen nishma tefilasecha, that your tefillah will be heard by Hashem. Umatam, what is the source? What's a pasuk to show this? The pasuk states, Tachem libam, prepare their heart, Takshivaz necha, once their hearts are prepared, then your ears, Hashem, will hear their tefillah. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Im asu sfas sifsaisav shel adam, tenuva, if the lips of a person bore fruit, Yehei mevusar, he will be informed, Shenishmat philosophy, that his tefillah was accepted. The Charedim at the end, in the last Charedim, right before the next parak, says, Vayirushalmi nirishu mefarish kisho adam boire tenuva, dehainu, pri sfosav shenivas meilel, the fruits that are coming forth from his mouth in tefillah, they're gushing forth. He's davening with such kavana. He's like bearing fruits with his tefillah. So he will be informed that his tefillah was accepted. Matam, what's the source? Boire nivsvasayim, a person who's able to create fruits through the lips, through his lips. Shalom, shalom, l'rachik v'lakarv. There will be peace to those who are far and near. Amar Hashem urefasiv, and he will be cured. Hashem will listen to the person who davens with such kavana that his lips flow tfilos and bear fruit from those lips. He will be zoicha, that his tfilos will be heard. The Mara HaPonim points out that this pasuk is even saying a bigger chiddush than the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk was Barabim, Betzibur, Tochen Libom, Takshiv Aznecha, your ears will hear the tfil of a rabbin. But here in this pasuk, if a person is mechaven his tefillah properly and he davens properly, then boire nis v'saim shalom shalom l'rachak v'akarav, amar Hashem urefasiv, in the plural, the one lone individual who davens with such intense kavana, he also will be zoicha, not only the tefillah of a tzibur, but even the tefillah of such a yachid, urefasiv, Hashem will cure him, and may the Kavana, the tefillahs b'kavana of Gans Klal Yisrael, b'rabim, b'tzibur, b'yachid, merit that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should indeed takshiv aznecha, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should hear our tefillahs. Hadrin aloch ein oimdin, hadrin aloch ein oimdin, hadrin aloch ein oimdin. We are now ready to begin the sixth perek of Masechta Brachos in the Yerushalmi, a very important, although somewhat difficult, perek. We're ready to begin the perek concerning Brachos, Ketzad Mevorchen al HaPeirois.